Hi, it's me, Mr. Marty on 102.7 WNEW FM, your concert authority. And speaking of concerts, tonight, it's the King Biscuit Wang Dang Doodly Day Hey Flower Hour at its new time, 9 p.m. And tonight, stroking his guitar in an extremely bluesy fashion, that bad boy from Baltimore, George Thorogood and the Destroyers, live. Then stay tuned for the best in tunes with your host, Harris Allen, until 11 o'clock when it's time for the Lost Lennon Tapes. See you tomorrow morning on the Dave Herman Rock and Roll Morning Show. I'm Mr. Marty. I'm out of here on 102.7 WNEW FM. But, oh, hey.
The director of the FBI says there's no sign that the Friday bombing of a U.S. Navy officer's van means that foreign terrorism has come to the United States. In San Diego, Special Agent Tom Hughes says his staff is looking for occupants of a red car which sped away from the scene, but even bomb fragments don't point to any specific clues yet.
We're still not in a position to confirm to you what type of device, what type of explosives, how it was detonated. There are fragments, certainly you're aware of, that would lead one to believe this is a pipe bomb.
A raid on a London bomb factory connected to the IRA has produced a list of terrorist targets, and security precautions have been placed into effect for about 100 people, including Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. West Germany is about to pardon a leftist guerrilla, Angelika Spital, who was jailed for a 1978 shootout in which a policeman was killed. From the NBC Radio Network newsroom, I'm Ed DeFontaine.
Up on 4 minutes after 8 o'clock on this 12th day of March. Pete Fornital at 102.7. Good morning and welcome to Mixed Bag on WNEW FM.
The secret of life is enjoying the passage of time. Any fool can do it. There ain't nothing to it. Nobody knows how we got to the top of the hill. Since we're on our way down, we might as well enjoy the ride. The secret of love is up your heart. It's okay to feel afraid, but don't let that stand in your way. 'Cause anyone knows that love is the only road. And since we're only here for a show some style. Isn't it a lovely ride? See me sliding down, try not to try too hard, it's just a lovely ride. The secret of life is enjoying passage of time.
Heard it in the wind last night, sounded like applause. Did you get around resounding for you way up here? Seems like many dim years ago. ago since I heard that face to face or seen you face to face. Though tonight I can feel you here. I put these notes on butterflies and lilac sprays from girls who just have to tell me they saw you somewhere. Sits a poet and he trembles as he sings and he asks some guy to circulate his soul around. On your mark, red ribbon runner, the caressing rev of motors finally tune like fancy women in 30s evening gowns. Up the charts, off to the airport, your name's in the news, everything's first class. The lights go down and it's just you up there getting them to feel like that. Now I sit up here, the pretty, and they introduce some band, but they seem so much confetti looking at them on my TV set. Oh, the power and the glory, just when you're getting a taste for worship, they start bringing. Summer, no more shiny hot nights. It was just the arbutus rustling and the bumping of the logs, and the moon swept down black water like an empty spotlight.
I slept last night in a good hotel. I went shopping today for jewels. The wind rushed around the dirty town, and the children let out. I was standing on a noisy corner. I was waiting for the water rain. Me, I meant to go over, ask for a song, maybe put on. Heard his refrain as the signal changed. He was still playing real good for free.
Shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress, Papa's banquet wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force.
at 1027 from his debut album back in 1978. That is Steve Forbert. And going down to Laurel. Bob Dylan before that. Blood on the Tracks Vintage, Tangled Up in Blue. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, the Allies album, David Crosby more specifically, with Joni Mitchell's For Free. We heard Joni herself with the title track from For the Roses, and we began this morning with James Taylor from the JT Collection and The Secret of Life. Today is James' 41st birthday, and in the final hour of the program this morning, we are going to reprise our birthday special with James from just a year ago. In fact, that'll start up right after the 10 o'clock news. It's not the only birthday this week. John Sebastian turns 45 on St. Patrick's Day. We'll hear a songwriter set from John's music later on in the show. And our featured artist is also celebrating a birthday on the 16th. Jerry Jeff Walker turns 47, and we'll start with his music right after these words.
If once in a while you just gotta have a little chocolate, get a little chocolate bar. If, on the other hand, it's always the more chocolate, the better. Get into the new Three Musketeers bar. Because Three Musketeers now has even more chocolate than before. 15% more. Keep going. More. Oh, that's it, man. So now you'll have 15% more delicious. Somewhat overwhelming. Seriously funky. Chocolate. In bite after bite after bite. A situation which can easily lead to a state of total chocolate madness. So try the new Three Musketeers soon, because the bar that's always been big on chocolate has just outdone itself.
So, Mr. Coleman, what brings you once again to the patent office?
To patent an item that will revolutionize the breakfast market as we know it, sir.
Here we go again.
Submitted for your patent approval. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Bag your face breakfast.
That's a human feed bag.
Of course it is. As you see by my demonstration, I put an egg, biscuit, and bacon into the bag like so.
Yes?
Then by placing these straps over my ears like this, I can eat breakfast and be mobile at the same time.
Well, why not just pull into a McDonald's drive-thru and pick up a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit? It's a fresh-baked buttermilk biscuit loaded with bacon, egg, and cheese.
What?
Or try an Egg McMuffin.
Egg McMuffin?
It's got Canadian-style bacon and an egg stacked high in an English muffin. McDonald's is the perfect way to start a busy day.
So you suggest I bag the bag-your-face breakfast?
Bag it.
Dang it.
Certes knows that everyone has their own way of expressing themselves. Here's Jacques Duwaiter.
For you, madame, I recommend the grilled salmon. Its delicate pink skin is as radiant as your rosy complexion. And for you, sir, I recommend the shrimp.
Whatever your style of self-expression, Certes will help you get your point across. Because however you say it, fresh breath makes a statement, and Certes is the taste everyone can agree on.
Fresh breath speaks for itself.
It is 40 degrees and cloudy at 8:29. Pete Fornatale on Mixed Bag. Forgot to mention that we'll also have some tickets to give away later on to the Lyle Lovett Leo Kottke show and to Beatlemania, which happens next weekend over in New Jersey. And I mentioned Jerry Jeff Walker's birthday on March 16th. He'll be 47. These days, people tend to associate him with the state of Texas, but we can claim him as one of our own. Born in Oneonta, New York, and of course made his initial mark on the music scene in New York's Greenwich Village as part of a group called Circus Maximus, and then as a solo performer, accompanied in those early days by one David Bromberg. And a number of songs in that opening set touched upon the theme of performing, and Jerry Jeff has written several songs about his life's work. We're going to begin with one of the best of them, Laying My Life on the Line at WNEW-FM.
Laying my life on the line, that's what I do all the time. I find myself each night facing a white line. laying my life on the line. Driving the road here tonight, my thoughts were of Susan and I. How her love sustained me when the road almost claimed me. They laid my life out in a line. Sometimes I wonder, am I just stumbling through here? Have I been on this road for too long? But here I am out here tonight, playing the song that I write. The magic is bringing each song you're singing, is your whole life laid out in line.
lightly touch down. Mr. Bojangle, Mr. Bojangle, Mr. Bojangle. Met him in a cell in New Orleans, I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. He spoke right out. He talked to life, he talked to life. He laughed, slapped his leg instead. Oh, Mr. Bojangle, oh, Mr. Bojangle,
at 102.7, our featured artist this week, Jerry Jeff Walker, accompanied there by David Bromberg on the original WBAI radio recording of Mr. Bojangles. Before that, My Old Man and Laying My Life on the Line, Jerry Jeff Walker.
Look what's coming to the Vega. The Michelob Concert Series welcomes two originals. Lyle Lovett and his large band. And Leo Kottke. Saturday night, March 18th at the Beacon Theater.
I'm Pete Fornital, back with you on Mixed Bag, and it is my pleasure once again this year to announce the annual Nassau Community College Folk Festival, the 18th annual, believe it or not. It happens this year, this week, on Tuesday, March 14th, Wednesday, March 15th, and Thursday, March 16th. And admission? Well, that's the best part. Absolutely free. All are invited to the College Union of Nassau Community College in Garden City, New York. I'll give you a phone number for information in just a bit, but here are the lineups for the three nights. On Tuesday, March 14th, opening night, which it will be my pleasure once again to host, Oscar Brand and John Foley will be there, the Harlem Blues and Jazz Band, the trio Betty, I Giulari di Piazza, and Tom Paxton. That's Tuesday night, opening night. On Wednesday, March 15th, Tom Chapin, Kamadi Dinizulu, Ashwin Batish, Los Mocandos de Colombia, and Vassar Clements and Jimmy Arnold. Your host on Wednesday, Eric Franson. And then on Thursday night, March 16th, Michael Cooney, Horseflies, Paula Lockhart, Soul Ja, and David Bromberg, with your host, Saul Brody. There are also children's concerts and daytime concerts. If you'd like any information at all about the free 18th annual Nassau Community College Folk Festival, the number to call is 516-222-7148. I'll give you that again. It's area code 516-222-7148, and I hope to see some of you there on Tuesday evening. You heard earlier about the Lyle Lovett Leo Kottke show at the Beacon on Saturday, March 18th. And Mixed Bag and your concert authority, 1027 WNEW FM, want to give you a chance to see this show live. Give us a call right now at 212-955-WNEW. I'll take four callers at random for a pair of tickets each to see Lyle Lovett and Leo Kottke at the Beacon Theater on Saturday, March 18th. From the place where rock lives, 1027 WNEW FM. That number again is 212-955-WNEW. And while I'm collecting winners, let's listen to something new from Lyle Lovett at WNEW FM.
Got you some legs, baby, just won't quit. Got you a pretty boy and it looks pretty. You got you one on the slide that you gave him the slip. That's just a crying shame. Cause you love the boy with the pretty green eyes. And you love the boy who says he's so clever and wise. And you love the boy who's always telling you lies. That's just a crying
like I'm tall when it's raining. Ooh. You like I'm dark with no feeling, no prayer. But you never felt anything that you wanted to have. That's just a crying shame. So he says you look lovely, my dear. You said thank you, I'm fine.
Thank you, I'm fine.
You spend all his money and you spend all his. And you spend the night like you were spending a dime. That's just a crashing.
Good friend enough. gray day. The cold wind, my train late again. Even a gray day is a good day now. Even a gray day is a good day.
At 1027, the unmistakable sound of the Chieftains there. That's from a new album called A Chieftain's Celebration, and guest starring on that track, none other than Van Morrison, who, by the way, did a great show at the Beacon this past week. I caught it on Tuesday night. Anyway, the Chieftains are in town at the Westbury Music Fair on the 15th. That's this Wednesday. And then on St. Patrick's Day night, at Carnegie Hall, the Chieftains, how appropriate. And if all goes according to plan, we'll have some combination of the Chieftains as our guests next Sunday morning here on Mixed Bag. But catch them at Westbury on the 15th and Carnegie Hall on the 17th. Tom Paxton before that. Now, Tom's going to be a busy guy. Let me get my papers together here, and I'll tell you where he's going to be. Let's see. Tom Paxton is coming to Park Slope, of all places, for a children's concert at John Jay High School Auditorium on Saturday, March 18th at 11 a.m. So check into that one. Here's the number for information, 718-965-3916. A children's concert by Tom Paxton at the John Jay High School Auditorium on Saturday, March 18th. On Friday, March 31st, Tom Paxton will be in concert at the New York Pine Woods Folk Music Club. That's held at PS 40 at 319 East 19th Street here in the city. That's on March 31st. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, you can see him for free on Tuesday night at opening night of the Nassau Community College Folk Festival in Garden City. I'll be hosting on Tuesday night Tom Paxton, Oscar Brand, and John Foley, the Harlem Blues and Jazz Band, and the trio Betty. Okay. We also heard Leo Kottke and Lyle Lovett from Leo Hear the Wind Howl and from Lyle Cry and Shame. That's from his new album. And both of them will be appearing at the Beacon next Saturday night. We have our winners who will see that show. They are Jack Fee of Long Beach, Terry Punia of East Brunswick, New Jersey, Gary Adler of Lodi, New Jersey, and John Keating of Florida, New York. Congratulations to them. Stick around, because later on we have tickets to Beatlemania next weekend and our James Taylor birthday special beginning right after the 10 o'clock news. And John Sebastian, songwriter, coming up after these messages.
How Wayne Whitmore and his cousin Denny eat Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Hi, I'm Wayne, and I like to bite off all the chocolate ridges of my Reese's first.
Well, hi, I'm Denny, and I like to eat the peanut butter in my Reese's first.
That's dumb, Denny. How can you eat the peanut butter first?
Watch, Wayne.
Oh.
There's no wrong way to eat a Reese's. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
New York Sunday Paper.
Coming this Sunday in the Daily News, an exclusive interview with Mike Tyson. Find out Iron Mike's big secret, never before revealed until this talk with Bill Gallo. All-star sports coverage continues with five sections of New York's best sports, full spring training reports from the Grapefruit League, plus the Big East Showdown at the Garden. Is the city losing the rat race? Find out in Ratbusters, a special report on the four-legged kind. And read about another kind of rat in The Mob, The Con Man and the Little Girl, a Daily News exclusive. Also this Sunday, the growing problem of parents who fail to pick up their children after school. Robert De Niro, one of the most respected actors of his generation, talks about the way he works in a rare interview with Roger Ebert. And the best value in New York, $115 of money-saving coupons. All coming this Sunday, only in the New York Daily News.
New York Sunday Paper.
This is the place where rock.
They call this living.
1027 WNEW-FM, New York.
She's one of those girls who seems to come in the spring. One look in her eyes and you forget everything you had ready to say. And I saw her today.
Scuffling days. She's a lady. Hypnotized me there that day. I came to play in my usual way. Strolling along with a whimsical twinkling in her strange green eyes. Blah, 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 blah. Give her time, for she's allowed to change her mind. She's a lady. Happy to say she still is mine. Only sometimes I remember old times. Lady of ladies. When it felt like it was raining daisies.
talking to myself again, wondering if this traveling is good. Is there something better doing we'd be doing if we could? And oh, the stories we could tell. And if this all blows up and goes to hell, I can still see us sitting on the bed in some motel, listening to the stories we could tell.
Haven't you?
At 1027, that is Dion, recent Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, and Do You Believe in Magic? Joe Cocker before that, Darlin' Be Home Soon. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from their live two-record set with Stories We Could Tell. Kenny Rankin, She's a Lady, and the Critters with Younger Girl, all of those written by one John B. Sebastian, who turns 45 years old on Friday, March 17th. The Bottom Line presents tonight Al Stewart, opening act Lonesome Strangers, March 13th, The Nighthawks, featuring Mark Loveman Pender, March 14th, The Bards, March 16th, Mike's Talent Show, featuring Penny Arcade, Frank Maya, and Mike Fader, March 17th, Bonnie Kolak and the Turtle Island String Quartet, March 18th, Jeff Lorber. Now, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band will not be appearing on March 23rd. They are scheduled to perform now on March 30th. And on March 24th, it's an evening of poetry, prose, and music. Coming March 25th, Lucinda Williams with opening act Joe Henry. Doors open at 6:30 for dinner. Shows at 8 and 11. For information, call 228-6300. It's 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. We'll get back to our featured artist, Jerry Jeff Walker, and also have some tickets to give away to Beatlemania right after this message.
Okay, Mr. Coleman, why are you back at the patent office?
I've reached a conclusion, Mr. Wyatt.
You have?
I have. I've concluded that if I'm to be successful in cornering even the minutest portion? Or even the smallest portion of the breakfast lovers market from McDonald's, I've got to get myself a niche.
A what?
A niche.
A niche?
A niche. So I got me one.
Uh-huh.
Let's say it's Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
Yeah, you're hungry, but do you want to fix yourself a breakfast? No. So what do?
Well, I go to McDonald's for a big breakfast.
You do?
Sure. On Saturdays, I always get two scrambled eggs, pork sausage, a fresh baked buttermilk biscuit, and hash browns. Was that your niche?
Well, that was half my niche.
Sorry.
But there's always Sunday morning.
Well, that's when I go to McDonald's for hotcakes and sausage. Three hotcakes right off the grill, swimming in butter and syrup and pork sausage on the side. Then I sit back and enjoy a cup of coffee. Something wrong, Mr. Coleman?
Dang it.
Yes?
I am nicheless.
Search knows that everyone has their own way of expressing themselves. Here's Susie Magnolia.
Thank y'all for voting me Miss Congeniality and for restraining me when I caught Miss Photogenic posing with my Billy Ray. I should have ripped her bleached blonde hair out. Thank you kindly.
Whatever your style of self-expression, certs will help you get your point across. Because however you say it, fresh breath makes a statement, and certs is the taste everyone can agree on.
Fresh breath speaks for itself.
1027 WNEW-FM welcomes Beatle Fest 89 to the Meadowlands Hilton Hotel on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 17th, 18th, and 19th. It is the official 25th anniversary Beatles celebration. And if you'd like to attend Beatle Fest 89, courtesy of WNEW-FM, call 212-955-WNEW right now. I'll take three callers at random for a pair of tickets each to attend Beatle Fest on Sunday, March 19th, 1 week from today. Tickets for Beatle Fest are available through Ticketron. For more information, you can call toll-free 1-800-BEATLES. But if you'd like a chance at a pair of tickets right now, that number is 212-955-WNEW. Meanwhile, we'll get back to our featured artist, Jerry Jeff Walker at WNEW-FM.
Gypsy song, man, passing by, let's play one. hear my song. Dig it for you now. Play it all night long. If the blues is all you see, this song is what you need. Gypsy song, man, passing by. Yeah, gypsy song, man, passing by. Yippee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-doo. We'll be right back.
At 1027, that's our featured artist, Jerry Jeff Walker, with the title track from his album, It's a Good Night for Singing. Before that, his interpretation of the Guy Clark song, L.A. Freeway. And we began with the title song from Jerry's most recent CD and cassette, Gypsy Cowboy. Jerry Jeff turns 47 on March 16th. Today is James Taylor's 41st birthday, and we'll have a repeat of our special from a year ago right after the 10 o'clock news this morning. And we have our winners who are going to Beatlefest next weekend. They are Steve Jordan of East Rutherford, New Jersey, Bill Adams of Long Beach, New York, and Judy Berg of Dover, New Jersey.